The holiday season can be an especially busy time with family obligations and end-of-year work deadlines. Our to-do lists can feel endless. Sometimes it takes a near tragedy to remind us of how fragile life can be. That's exactly what happened to novelist Holly Robinson when her husband fell gravely ill with a mysterious illness. As we round out our celebration of WBUR's Ideas and Opinions page, here's her essay, first published in 2016.
You know how it is. You get up in the morning and grumble because there's too much to do. The dog wants a walk. You have to crowbar the kids off to school. The breakfast dishes need to be washed. And the traffic on your commute is worse than ever. Meanwhile, another day goes by. And then another and another. With occasional bright spots. That weekend hike, dinner with friends, work goals met. How are you? People ask. Fine, you answer, or maybe if it's a good friend, busy and overwhelmed, but okay. And everything really is fine until it's not. My husband, Dan, hurt his elbow on a trip to Home Depot a while back. He banged it hard while hoisting a toilet up onto a shelf. His elbow got bigger and redder, and before long, it looked like a clown's nose was attached to his arm. The doctor took one look and put him on oral antibiotics. But things didn't improve. His fever persisted, and his arm continued to swell. Pretty soon, the redness spread all the way from his wrist to his armpit. Dan ended up being hospitalized with an antibiotic-resistant staph infection, the sort of bacteria that can go systemic and kill you quickly. We were lucky. We live near doctors and good hospitals with laboratories that can do magical things like culture bacteria to figure out exactly which drugs can kill it. Dan had to stay in the hospital for 5 days with an IV hooked up to his arm. He came home with a pump in an oversized black fanny pack that dispensed antibiotics directly into his blood every 4 hours. The pump made whirring and beeping noises like the Roomba vacuum we used to have. We eventually nicknamed it Robert. He had to wear the thing for 4 weeks. He hung it on his side of the bed while he slept. We joked around, but every time I heard the pump whir, I looked at my husband and reminded myself that everything is fine in life, until one day it isn't. Dan made it, but so many others don't. And who knows what's around the corner for us? Life always has surprises in store. Pray for boring days, my grandmother used to say. I never really knew what she meant. Now, I think I do. As I lean my head against Dan's shoulder, I'm reminded that what really matters is the beating of your loved one's heart.